You know, now that we're back from Austin, I think it's time we tell everybody about South by Southwest's dirty little secret.
Oh, the crud?
It is a petri dish. It is a breeding ground for infections.
How could it not be?
So
you walked around in that city with those people?
Those people. those shaking their hands, breathing the same air.
Mouth. Yeah, every year we come back and we're sick. I call it the South by crud. Maybe there's somebody's got another name.
South by SARS.
Yeah, the South by SARS. I've got an idea to make millions.
To seal people like me in the studio.
No, you at the airport you breathe. Sell or just at the end of South by you sell them like some sort of filter mask, because it all happens on the airplane. I'm totally convinced.
Nah, it's on the ground.
You think?
It's on the ground. And going on 3 hours of sleep every night, tops. I think it's a volatile combination of the two. But, you know, anyone who knows me knows that I don't get excited about anything. But there was something I got genuinely very excited about in Austin.
Coming home?
And that was seeing the ghost of a saber-toothed tiger.
Oh, yeah.
The Sean Lennon, Charlotte Kimball project. What can I say about this? You know, they put a record out a few years ago that we covered, and it was just these sweet little acoustic songs with sweet little harmonies. It had sort of a French pop vibe to it. Wasn't really sure what to expect when I saw them live this year, but they have turned into a rock and roll band, and it was just the most awesome live show I've seen in ages. And I'm just going to play the song that they kicked off the show with, and it'll really set the tone for what the rest of the performance was like.
Excellent.
This song is called Too Deep. And the audience was freaking out. It was just killer. And Sean Lennon, he's got this look now. He looks like his dad from like 1968. Really long hair, long beard, mustache, and he had the wide-brimmed hat. And I was just in awe watching him. And check this out. Look what I got right here.
Wow,
a love letter.
It's the set list.
Yeah.
I grabbed it right after the show. I was pressed up the front, and I heard someone, and I had been thinking for a while, like, you know, that is right in arm's reach. I could totally get that set list when the show's done. And then they ended, and I heard someone say, set list!
And then you just started kicking throats.
I literally had to shove someone out of the way to get it.
This is the man who was injured, back injured by a guitarist flying on
That's
top
right.
of you just days earlier on painkillers.
Yeah, I was in a mosh pit the day
work.
Before, and anyway, look at that. Wow. See, still got, oh, and look what they closed. Do you know what this song is? Long Gone. That is a Syd Barrett song from Madcap Laughs.
Oh, now, my.
They closed with that, and it was amazing.
I just
want well.
To point out that you muscled in to grab a sheet of paper entirely typewritten. Could have been typewritten
oh,
by
oh,
anybody.
Yeah, no, I don't even think they touched this. You know?
All it is a list of songs typed on a sheet of paper.
Oh, look, it says Ghost of a Saber-Toothed Tiger at the top of it.
Wow.
I remember when they came in and did A Tiny Desk. It was 2010. Well, it was 4 years, three and a half years ago. And Sean told us that he was going to do the quiet record, and then he was about to record a noisy record.
And this is the noisy record. Boy. It's called Midnight Sun. We're doing a first listen on it, and it is out the end of April, April 29th.
Great.
Nice.
Stephen Thompson?
All right.
We're doing discoveries at South by Southwest and memorable moments at South by Southwest, things that we were just totally taken by going there, not really knowing what was going to happen. And what do you got?
Yeah, I saw a band called Anamanaguchi, a band I'd been, you know, vaguely familiar with for a while. Kind of fun chiptune records, you know, like video game music performed, you know, as a band, but still in the spirit of those electronic compositions. And I went into their concert figuring, well, this will be fun. This will be cute. I figured maybe it'll be, I didn't know anything about them. I figured maybe it'll just be a guy at a laptop. And I walk into this room, and it took me ages to get in. I know, Bob, you were not important enough to get in.
Yeah.
But I managed to assert my fame and authority in order to get in. And they had projected animation, this really colorful animation on all the walls, all around them. It was a full band. It was like four dudes. And they transformed these really fun, we'll hear a studio recording, and it's fun and cool and catchy and kind of sweet. Live, it had this crazy amped up quality that it was like hearing video game music as re-envisioned by Andrew WK. It was so over the top, and the crowd just went bonkers for it. A lot of my favorite stuff this year was instrumental. This particular song is called Endless Fantasy. just one of those things where the dancing was involuntary. Like, you'd think you're going to take the sort of like indie rock stance and not move to the music, and you absolutely couldn't help yourself.
It dares you not to dance.
I experienced the same thing. We all saw Moon Hooch.
Yeah.
The night before I saw Anamanaguchi, and I actually had an experience with Moon Hooch the next night where they were playing on 6th Street. They had just set up shop on the street.
Yeah, I saw that.
This is the band Moon Hooch. We'll get to them in a second. And people would walk by and they would just kind of stroll past, and all of a sudden they were dancing. They had no idea. They were,
what's happening?
What's happening to my limbs?
It's happening again. I'm moving.
And we're not all feeling our best.
No. I feel like a wreck. But boy, this... Yeah.
So, for me, and my choice, saxophone was absolutely weird and key for my Southwest experience. There was Moon Hooch,
yep.
Two saxophones and a drummer. That's what we're hearing now. We all were at that show, as Stephen said, and we loved it, right? I was walking down, and I saw them on 6th Street as well.
Right.
I was walking down 6th Street, and I heard two saxophones and a drummer. And I thought, oh, Moon Hooch is out again. I said, no, it's a Texas band, the Diamond Kings, doing cover songs with two saxophones and a drummer. It was really fun, really, really fun.
I like the idea of that just being a new format.
Right. And then my last show of South by Southwest was from a group that I had not heard of called Melt Yourself Down. And Melt Yourself Down is the name of a song by a fellow named James Chance, who was with a group called The Contortions in the late 70s. And one of those groups that melded punk and jazz and always thought that was a still not well-tapped form of music, because I think those two things go so well together. I think the sax is so poorly used and maligned for good reason in rock music. Punk and sax go really well together. Punk, sax, and world music go really well together. And that's what Melt Yourself Down does. Amazing performance from this UK band. They have an album that came out on the top of March called Melt Yourself Down. I'm going to play a song perfectly titled Fix My Life. I'm going to go back to Austin right now. And that that group is called Melt Yourself Down. They have a record that's self-titled that's out now. Fix My Life is a song. There was also, I saw a saxophone quartet, just four guys just jamming on the street. Just amazing. So saxophone.
Yeah, it's amazing the resuscitation of that instrument. Colin Stetson, I mean, he wasn't at South by this year, but these musicians who are making the saxophone incredibly arty and cool again in rock music.
More of it, please.
Yeah, the last few days of the festival, it was a recovery and a healing from the horrible accident that had happened late Wednesday night when the car drove into the crowd. You know, it took a while for people to even feel like they could go out and listen to music again. And by the end of the week, you know, things like shows like that were happening. And for me, the whole recovery process began the next night when I wandered into St. David's Church, which appropriately so is a real sanctuary from everything that just the noise that's always happening out on the streets. And I caught the set by Perfume Genius, a band called Perfume Genius, a group I'd heard of but had never listened to before. It's just one guy, Mike Hadreas. He's a pianist and singer. He's based out of the Seattle area. And his set was just so deeply moving, particularly when he played this song. It's called Look Out, Look Out, and just pay attention to the words and you'll understand why they resonated so deeply the day after the accident. Look out, look out. And I don't know if it was intentional on his part or if he'd planned to play this all along, but there's a line in that song where he says he won't be missed, he didn't have a family to begin with. And it just crushed me, and I just started tearing up in the middle of the performance, just thinking of everybody's families, all the families affected by the accident, and my own family. It was just a very very emotional moment. And the song Look Out, Look Out, that's from Perfume Genius's debut record called Learning. That came out all the way back in 2010, and he's got a new record he's going to have out this year, but probably not until the end of the summer or so.
You know, it reminded me a little bit of Sparkle Horse. It had a little bit of it had a lot of Robin Hilton dust sprinkled all over it.
You know, I can hear that in this version. If you'd heard it live, though, the vocals on this recording are very processed, and he didn't do anything to his voice when he played it live. It was just him and his piano. It's just beautiful.
Nice.
From the pretty and quiet to the maybe prettier and quiet, this is a fellow that goes by the name of Vancouver Sleep Clinic. You know, a lot of what happens at South By is we plan, and then we run into people on the streets who say, did you see this, did you see that? Yeah. And those are often hot tips to worth following up on. Vancouver Sleep Clinic was one of those people. I went and saw this very young, he's 17 or 18, he couldn't be, I mean, 18 would be tops. He's probably 17-year-old Australian singer with a very pretty high voice. He had a small band with him. I never heard of it before. So I'm going to play a song by Vancouver Sleep Clinic, and the song is called Rebirth.
Spend
Vancouver Sleep Clinic is the moniker of a fellow named Tim Bettinson. He's about a 17-year-old from Australia. And
I mean, clearly, I mean, it is, it's very Bon Iver.
Yes.
But it's, I mean, that's a good...
That's
a beautiful thing.
It is a beautiful thing, you know.
He did an awfully good job of it.
It's funny because I hear that for sure. Live, I didn't hear that at all, other than the fact that he had a very high voice. But I love this music, and
it's
I want to learn more about who Vancouver Sleep Clinic is. I want to thank a woman named Giselle, who I met at Public Service Broadcasting in New York. She's from the UK. She's a music fanatic. She comes in. She was at CMJ, and she just goes to all these festivals. And I ran into her. I didn't know, and she was at South By, and said, "You know Vancouver Sleep Clinic?" And I said, "No." So thank you. And that happens so much.
Happens all the time,
right?
When you're down there. So glad you said that, because I had PSB written in my notes about how I was not able to see the show, and I couldn't for the life of me remember what PSB was.
Public Service.
I was like, oh, right, Public Service Broadcasting. I am so fried.
Well, I got a chance to see someone we had listened to a little bit ahead of the festival, a duo called Sylvan Esso. And Bob and I know you independently of each other have gotten into this this band. It's led by a singer named Amelia Meath, who was one of the three members of the group Mountain Man, a cappella, like, you know, very beautiful, you know, very cute, kind of folk band. You know, mm-hmm. we'd seen them at the Newport Folk Festival, you know, for example. And Sylvan Esso
is not a folk.
Is not a folk duo. And it's interesting when we saw we shot a field recording with Mountain Man, and I remember standing there as we were shooting it, thinking that woman's a star. Like, not that the other women weren't fantastic, but like this woman just had this weird charisma about her. And she went on to form Sylvan Esso with this guy named Nicholas Sanborn, who also performs in Megafon.
He does all the electronics.
But in Sylvan Esso, yeah, he's like the bass player in Megafon, but here he does all these kind of wobbly, throbbing electronics. And I saw them in the middle of the afternoon outside on a patio, and was completely intoxicated in the figurative sense. The song here is called Hey Mommy.
She rockets so fast, oh lady, she don't know how she goes. She rockets so fast, she rockets so fast, she rockets like a babe. Hey, her image lasts, and I know she floats so long as she goes. She owns their eyes as she flies by through the sound, moving her body all around town. Hey, mommy, hey, mommy, I know you want. I know what you want, I know what you want. Sooner or later, the dudes at bodegas will hold their lips and own this shit. Coming to terms on a shivery tip. But I hear her, she don't know the gravity she holds as she pulls on the eyeballs of all the kids standing tall. Hey, mommy. She rockets so fast, she rockets so fast, she rockets so fast. Oh, a lady, she don't know how she goes. She rockets so fast, she rockets so fast, she rockets like a babe. Hey, hey, look at that ass, and I know she floats along as she goes. She owns her eyes as she flies by through the sound, moving her body all around town. Hey, hey, mommy, hey, hey, mommy, I know you are. I know where you are, I know where you are. Sooner or later, the dudes at bodegas will hold their lips in on the shit. Coming to terms on a shivery tip. But I hear her, she don't know the gravity she holds. So she pulls on the eyeballs of all the kids standing tall. Hey, mommy, you know where you are, mommy. Hey, mommy, you
It has such a cool throb to it, that song, and all their music does. It's really, really cool.
When I saw them play, Stephen, the house was already packed, just absolutely jam-packed with people. And I guess they were running a little bit late, but they had to, for some reason, they went through the front entrance of the club and through the crowd to get to the stage. I guess they thought that was the quickest way. But they've got this table full of gear that they're carrying through the audience. And you could just tell the way she was so playful with everybody. Yeah. As she was saying, coming through, excuse me, coming through. You know, and they're trying to work their way up. And then she gets on stage and you see she's wearing these tennis shoes that have six inch soles on them. So she's like... she's a lot of charisma, very charismatic. Yeah.
Charismatic is exactly the word I would use.
Yeah.
I'm going to play a band I discovered in a convention center at South by Southwest. We go to lots of different sorts of venues. Some of them are, backyards.
Some of them are terrible.
There is that. When I saw Vancouver Sleep Clinic, for example, it just rude. I mean, just everybody's talking, the quiet music. In fact, that's what gave birth to the Tiny Desk Concerts, seeing Laura Gibson in a noisy space, a quiet singer in a noisy space, and inviting her to the office. But now I'm going to play a band that at the convention center in a small room from Norway, a band called High as a Kite, one word, spell the word H-I-G-H, High as a Kite. They knocked me out. They have a real nice pop sensibility. But they also have a nice kind of this chanty sensibility to them, very tribal sensibility to them, and I think comes out more live than so far in the recorded works I've heard. But let's go for a cut by High as a Kite called Leaving No Traces from a forthcoming album called Silent Treatment.
Eyes. The earth is the universe's eyes, and you set off for peace, but got nuclear war and bashed in the eyes of them all. The earth is the universe's eyes. The earth is the universe's eyes.
this to universe's eyes.
High as a kite, all one word, and all goodness.
There's a lot of good music at South by Southwest.
I know. Who'd have guessed?
That is so weird.
Every time I hear someone complain about the fall of South by Southwest, I just want to just say, come on. It's out there.
I think that the criticisms are well-founded in many ways, right. But yes, it doesn't mean that there isn't still some great stuff.
The haystack gets bigger and bigger every year.
Yeah.
The needles are just as sharp.
That's a good way of putting it, Stephen. Woodsmith.
Yeah. Paint pictures with words.
Paint pictures about this next song you're going to tell us about.
Oh, nice segue, man. That was like jazz. All right. Actually, another instrumental group. I was really smitten with
the wordsmith is in the instrumental.
Yeah. I'm through with words. I used them myself. I'm not interested in them from others. South Korean group called Jambanai. One of the first things I saw at the festival when I got in, mix of like electric guitars, you know, kind of traditional rock band instruments with a different kind of traditional kind of ancient instrumentation, little whistles and
koto, I think.
Yeah, you know, kind of strange stringed instruments, not, you know, a little bit like a kora. But they rocked out. They created this sort of Godspeed You Black Emperor type, these songs that would, you know, kind of drift and drift and build and pummel. And it was really beautiful and cool. And I just got totally sucked into it. They had this black and white animation all on screens all around them. It was, you saw them later, right?
Yeah, I did. Thanks to you. And I loved it.
This particular song is called Time of Extinction.
We'll be right back.
Speaking of pins and needles,
that is not where I thought that was going.
The needle was totally pinned in the VU meter.
Live, it's a little more atmosphere building. That was just all pummel, no build, but still so cool. Time of Extinction by Jambonai. Actually, I should mention here, that is one of the 100 songs that you can, until April 2nd, download in one tidy 100 song bundle at NPR Music.
It's called the Austin
100. Wow, man, that thing took me 2 months to put together, and it's only 1 month of it actually being available. So go to NPR Music and you can just download, it's like a 900 megabyte file, and you can just glump, just take 100 songs.
See, I wanted to go out on rock and roll, which is what I have, but I can't follow
right.
that. That's
Thanks
ridiculous.
Very much, everybody.
Yeah, see you later.
No, I want to talk about a band called Proto Martyr.
I missed them.
You know, one of the themes that has been recurring through our discussions is what your expectations are for a band after when you hear them, and then what it's like when you actually see them. Now, I hadn't heard a single song from this band before I went to see them. And even if I had, it would not have prepared me for what it was like to see this band live. Because their look is nothing like their sound. This is a band from Detroit. They sound a little bit like a garage rock version of Joy Division, particularly in the singer Joe Casey's intonation, the baritone of his voice. He sort of sings. He is, I'll say, noticeably older than everyone else in the band. Dresses very plainly. He has this sort of deadpan persona. When I saw him setting up on stage, I thought, this must be the guy who runs this club, and he's sort of had it with South By. But he's setting up all the gear for these kids. And then he stayed at the mic, and I realized, oh my gosh, he's the lead singer of this band. And all the kids look like they're about 20 or 18 or 20 years old, and he looks like he's my age.
Wow.
And he says, hey, everybody, we're Proto Martyr from Detroit. Like, okay. And then they just break into this burst of noise. To me, it was like watching Ed Norton from the Honeymooners, even the way he was dressed, fronting the punk band. And I asked the publicist afterwards, said, well, what did you think? And I said, I really don't know what to think about that. And he described it best. He says the singer reminds him of a laid-off math teacher who went to a bar to drown out his sorrows in whiskey, only to run into his ex-students and form a band. And that is exactly what I was like, oh my gosh, that is exactly what he looks like, a former math teacher.
Talk about painting pictures with words.
Well, that's from the publicist, and I thought, that's perfect. That's better than Ed Norton. But anyway, I'll just play this song. It's called Maidenhead. It's the opening cut to Proto Martyr's next record called Under Color of Official Light. That's not out until April 8th. It's their second record. Proto Martyr from Detroit. The song is Maidenhead.
That's great. Well, listen, we've had so much discovery in the last bunch of weeks, listening to the 1,500 songs, you putting together the Austin 100, seeing, I haven't counted how many groups I saw and took photos of. A lot of the covers that we have is up online at npr.org/sxsw, and you'll see some amazing pictures that Adam Kithick took. They're just stunning, including a blog post at Five Dance Moves we learned at South by Southwest. It's very funny.
GIFs.
Animated GIFs are beautiful. And good writing from Ann Powers about the Lady Gaga keynote.
More stuff going up.
And more stuff going up, concerts from what we did at Stubbs. Not all the shows will go up online. If you didn't catch it live, we're sorry. But many of them will, and some of them are. My conversation with Neil Young and his new player, the Pono player, should be up online by the time the show goes up. It's a fun conversation. It's fairly animated in a nice way. And he explains his passion for upping the sound quality on those audio players we carry around. Very good conversation to be had at this point in the land of technology. And more. I can't even think of what's more, but there's plenty. And South by Southwest is a great deal of fun. If you've never been, it's not for everybody. It's a bit of a zoo, to say the least. Music passionate fans.
We should actually start discouraging people from going.
Yeah.
it's a little crowded.
Yeah. And there are people. But anyway, thanks, everybody. I'm glad we survived, and South by Southwest SARS is taken over.
We'll recover just in time for next year.
That's right. We'll play the show again next week. For NPR Music, I'm Bob Boylan with Stephen Thompson and Robin Hilton. Bye, everybody.
See ya. Thanks, Bob.